from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The owner of O'Reilly's Source for Sports in Timmins is fed up with the number of times his store has been broken into. Riley Heffernan says the justice system has to change, cutting down on the number of criminals who get bail only to continue offending. Heffernan figures he's been burglarized 9 times in 7 years in business, with several other attempts. A year ago, the crook was caught inside the store by police, about to make off with 2 bikes worth $6,000.
It increases the cost of doing business because now I'm paying $1,000 insurance deductible. My insurance premiums are going up. I have to pay for steel to bar up my windows and the labor to do it. It's come at a great cost for sure.
Heffernan adds there's only so much a small business can bear. This weekend in Timmins, 11 high schools from across Ontario participate in a francophone music festival. It's at École catholique secondaire Thériault, where activities coordinator Valerie Vachon says the event allows students to express themselves in their culture and in a professional type of environment.
So for us, it is very important because we're living north and they don't have many experience to do like that.
The students will be in the audience Friday night when professional performers Celeste Levy and Stéphane Paquette join the Timmins Symphony Orchestra. It's open to the public. Tickets are $20 at the door. Quebec's premier is now asking English Canada to appeal to the federal government to close an irregular border crossing in his province known as Roxham Road. In a letter to the Globe and Mail, François Legault says his province has received a disproportionately large amount of asylum seekers to the point where they can no longer be received with dignity, having pushed Quebec's social services to capacity. Yesterday, the Office of the Federal Immigration Minister said thousands of asylum seekers have been transferred to Ontario to ease the pressure on Quebec. Well, 95 years after the Hollinger Mine fire, our weekly local history feature is focused on the disaster and how the mine rescue system evolved from it. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says the fire started at the 500-foot level in garbage left in unused stopes instead of being brought to the surface. Some miners underground thought the alarm was a prank until the mine started filling up with smoke and carbon monoxide.
Some people tried to get out, tried to climb the manways. Those that were below the 550-foot level, they couldn't make it past the fire, so they stayed behind. Those are some of the people that were in really dire straits.
The death toll was 39 miners. Next Monday, the shocked reaction of the community to the tragedy. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.